thought the effort and the energy was excellent, and frankly, just the message I had for the team after practice. I thought the adrenaline was very high, and I thought the discipline level was very low. And I think you get into that usually when you put the pads on for the first time. So it was great to get the competitive environment established. I thought they definitely practiced with an edge, but we got some too much extracurricular activities going on. It's it falls under the category of player safety. So we got to practice better together. It's something that you don't do overnight. This is a normal progression you go through every year at training camp. But I thought our guys came out on a high side of playing with an edge, and that's exactly what we want.
Mike, did you find out any more about Dorsey and Johnson?
I actually do not. I did not have a timeline or anything on those guys. We're still gathering information. I'm told it's not of serious nature for both of them. So.
Tremont Williams
held out today? Tremont, I don't know the details of it, but his knee was bothering him, so we held him there at the probably halfway through practice.
Your impression of Dayton's first time in pads?
Definitely carries his pads. That's one thing I look for, first time getting pads. Everybody's different. Everybody's built differently as far as where players are in their career and so forth. And you look at the way they carry their pads and the way they move compared to pads and when they're running around in helmets. So I thought Dayton looked very good, very comfortable. He's in good shape, and I thought he had a good first day just from what I saw.
Who else stood out to you?
Got too much negative stuff in my brain right now, but I really don't have anybody for you right now. I'll have to look at the tape.
Speaking of pads, are they required to wear the thigh and the knee pads again for the first time? Have you heard anything from the players, what their thoughts are on that, and maybe practicing those for the first time for some of the guys?
I'm sure it's different. I'm sure it's different for this generation of players because they haven't done it in so long. But it's definitely for the right reasons for player safety. So. We addressed it in our initial team meeting. We haven't had any conversation about it.
Mike, are you insisting that they wear in practice all the pads, or are they required?
Yes, when wearing pads, a padded practice for us will require both thigh and knee pads. Yes.
Mike, generally speaking, what are the other negative things that are bugging
you? Oh, it's just practice. Just the mechanics of practice. Your practice is laid out a certain way. There's a tempo and a pace and level execution you're always trying to attain. We have emphasis in the area of defensive pursuit and so forth. It's just carrying over from play to play. So when it happens like that, it's all about getting that rhythm and timing. The fits as far as the run blocking and the timing, it's always different once you put the pads on. So I didn't expect to go out there today and just be a great practice. It just doesn't go that way. That's why padded work is so important. We've started our climb to get where we need to go. It was an installation day today. Third down and short yards was our emphasis. So there's, for our young guys, that's a little more thinking going on than you probably would like. But, that's why we're in training camp.
Mike, obviously you guys made a big commitment to Morgan in the offseason. What do you kind of see for him, and how important is he going to be for your defense going forward?
Well, the safety position is very important, and Morgan has played very well, and we're looking for him to take that next step. So he's key communicator back there. He's an excellent in the box and an open field tackler. And our big thing with Morgan is just to make more plays on the ball, and I think we'll see him do that this year.
What did you think about Jamari Lenemore's day and just his progression?
Well, Jamari was, wanted to put him on a rep count, obviously coming off of the illness. He's lost some weight, and he probably did a little too much. So he had cramps there in the later part of the practice. But, I thought Jamari had some flash plays in there.
Did Lacy and Franklin move today in pads?
Well, I thought they both carried the pads well. I thought Eddie and Jonathan both looked well. Jonathan looked very comfortable. Had a couple big runs and a couple plays that he was able to, be very productive on the second level. So, yeah, I thought those guys were off to a good start.
Did you have a chance, Mike, to watch the one-on-one pass rush pass blocking drill, see anything there?
I'm at the other drill. I'm at the 7-on-7 drill. That's something that I watch on video.
Any update on Sherrod and when he might be able
to? I mean, he's getting better. I don't know how close you watch Derek, but you know, as far as he's got his normal stride back, and it's really now the football movements, the loading of a 300-pound man that it's really hard to simulate in a rehab workout. So that's really where we're at. So hopefully this is the last hurdle, and I don't know how long it's going to take to get over it. The fundamental tape, the half line drill. I thought the half line drill really for the first day was pretty good. We were able to get a lot of reps. And that's really an extension of the run blocking period or the team run period. So you actually have two team run periods. So just getting the fits and the footwork to the proper leverage points, hands and target. I mean, you can't do it enough. So the film's very valuable. We'll watch it all today. We'll correct it all afternoon and. I'll make some corrections in the team meeting tonight, and then we'll move on to the next install tonight.
Do you think there's any particular specific reason for the overflow of energy today? Because that was a lot of guys were on the ground.
That's one of the player safety issues that you always look for. You don't want players on the ground in practice, because it obviously increases the risk for injury, not particularly for the player on the ground, but for the players around them. So, it was the first day, and. I'm sure it had probably something to do with the head coach's speech the other night.
Mike, is there sort of a fine line, though? I'm sure you want guys, especially at defense, to be very aggressive and have that high energy. But what's the separation?
That's the balance. I mean, that's the balance you look for every year. And it's the balance that I think you just have to continue to work at it. So. We were definitely on the high end today, and we'll get it right.
What will be required of the players tomorrow? What's the plan? Are they totally off?
It's a total day off for the players, yes.
What is Amon Green's role in his internship? I guess, what do you have in the NBA?
Amon Green's serving the standard internship. He's working exclusively with Alex Van Pelt and the running backs. So it's good to have Amon back. I mean, it's critical because you can't get in line work at the place you work out at. I mean, they can't simulate that for you. I mean, you can go to the different workout places and wrestle and do all the other things, but the ability to get in a box situation with the pads on, with the offensive linemen around you, and seeing everything, it's extremely valuable. I mean, it's. And Johnny is where he always thrived, as an inside player, and his ability to get off blocks, his instincts, and he just needs as much as he can. But also, we do have him on a rep count too, because we have to be realistic about where he is.
Do you think you'll have to have him on a rep count for a long time of camp here, or?
I mean, to Tom will answer that question. I mean, at some point you got to let him go. Yeah, I think that part, the footwork, comes back to you in the spring. I think he was able to get that back. And just the time Mike Targovac spends with him and really having a relationship before with Mike. So, he wasn't coming back to a new situation. So, yeah, I think it's a good analogy.
Thank you.